Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a late night. BDSR Networks presents No Foul Play. I'm by myself. My name is Hugo. And you know what? We have to talk about the Premier League. The greatest league in the world. Chelsea, 6 points behind Liverpool, 7 points behind my beloved Manchester City. But at the end of the day, I'm by myself. We might go only 20 minutes. We may go over an hour until my rant is over. At the end of the day, Bob Bradley, ex-manager seat from Swansea City. Swansea right now, 19th place. And can I say something when it comes to Bob Bradley? Everyone knows I hate MLS. I hate Major League Soccer. I think it's the most BS league in the world. At the end of the day, he should have been given so much more time. Honestly. It's bullshit. Swansea City, you made this guy fail. Fail 100%. Swansea City, I know that you got American owners. I understand that. But are you really making a guy that has never had a chance in top-flight football be a Premier League coach? That's why I say coach, because you know what? At the end of the day, in American terms, that's what they are. They're coaches. Under Bob Bradley, you made him fail. Bob Bradley, at the end of the day, you're not a Premier League coach. And I feel sorry for you. It's not because you're American that the Swansea owners, who are American, made you fail. At the end of the day, even if Swansea City would have been under Francesco Guidolin, who we all know was sacked by Swansea City, he would have done the same exact job that Bob Bradley did. Here's the last chance of Swansea City. 4-1 against West Ham United, 3-0 at home at the Liberty Stadium against Middlesbrough. You lost to West Bromwich Albion, 3-1. Beforehand, you beat Sunderland 3-0 at the Liberty. Then you got battered. Like, when I'm talking about battered, on the 3rd of December, against Tottenham Hotspur, 5-0. Then they beat the once under Alan Pardew, Crystal Palace, 5-4 thriller. You drew against Everton. You lost against Man United, 3-1. You lost to Stoke 3-1 at the Britannia. And then you drew against Watford. So let me say something real quick. I think Bob Bradley at Swansea City. Not because it's American. And everyone knows how much I dislike Major League Soccer. I hate it. I think it's the biggest bunch of crap when it comes to a football league. I hate it. But because you appointed a manager did not have any experience at all. Let's be honest. Bob Bradley, he managed a Norwegian team. Then he managed a League 2 team. Not even League 1. And you know who's in League 1, right? AS Monaco, Paris Saint-Germain, Montpellier, Caen, Angeles, Gingham. At the end of the day, you set this man up for failure. 347-637-3859 is the number to call. I just thought this American manager was so unrightfully managed. And in fact, I'll be honest with you. Listen, I hate Major League Soccer, right? I hate it. I hate it more than life itself. I hate everything that it stands for. There's no promotion and relegation. But Bob Bradley has nothing to do with it. He really doesn't. He really doesn't. Just because owners from England, actually, not even England, they're from Wales, by the way, decided to appoint Bob Bradley just because the owners were American. Unfortunately for Bob Bradley, he failed. And then I see the odds. I see the odds. And I see Ryan Giggs, not even a manager, Manchester United legend. The bookkeepers. I'm talking about all the bookkeepers in the world. Really? Are you serious? Ryan Giggs, who has never managed team, let alone a Sunday football league, even if it's Yeovil Town on the second division of English football. It's just ludicrous. Bob Bradley, get back to the United States. That's where you belong. Not because you're American. It's because they treated you unfairly. You could probably take the Seattle Sounders or the New York Red Bulls or even NYCFC, Manchester City sister club. It just bothers me, ladies and gentlemen. It bothers me at the fact that Swansea City, I read you 6 pictures, right? 3 losses, 2 wins, by the way, and 1 draw. They did this to Bob Bradley. If you want Swansea City to get out of relegation, I'll give it to you. Listen, everyone knows that Alan Pardew, that's right, Alan Pardew, had the worst percentage rate out of Crystal Palace. Swansea City, you want to stay afloat of the Premier League? And which, by the way, Swansea City are trash. They really are trash. At the end of the day, when it comes to talent, Crystal Palace are 17th place with 16 points. Leicester in 16 with 17. Middlesbrough at 18. Leicester, last season, Premier League champions. At least I understand that they're trying to make Champions League football. Which, by the way, they're playing Sevilla. And I think they could beat Sevilla. Besides Leicester, and besides Crystal Palace, because you know what? At the end of the day, Christian Benteke, they got Wilfred Zaha, they got Johan Gabay, they got Scott Dan, they have Wayne Hennessy at goal. They have an amazing squad. Crystal Palace is in 17th place, but let's be honest, Burnley, and everyone knows I love Burnley. And I have love for Bournemouth, too. I have love for Stoke City. But at the end of the day, Swansea, Sunderland is a point below everyone else. Besides Palace, Leicester, Burnley, Borough. I don't know about Bournemouth, but let's be honest, dude. Let's be honest, Eddie Howe is doing amazing things at Bournemouth. Then you have a poor West Ham side, because West Ham are, which by the way, West Ham should be competing for Europa League spots. Let's be honest. But at the end of the day, Swansea City, you dropped the ball, not because it's American, but because, I'm going to say Borough. Yes, they got Alvaro Negredo. They have Victor Valdez at goal. They have Gaston Ramirez, who's from the Uruguayan national team. But at the end of the day, they're not Premier League footballers. I'm sorry. Let me ask you guys a question. What did Alvaro Negredo do when it comes to Manchester City? Get loaned out to Valencia? Well, let's be honest. Valencia right now. Valencia. If I have to go to the Spanish Primera División, those 12 points, they're actually tied right now with Sporting Gijón. If it wasn't for goal differential, Valencia would be in the drop zone. And you know what sucks about fucking Spain? The fact that it's all about that. But head-to-head. At the end of the day, I'm not even talking about the Spanish league. I think Bob Bradley was treated unfairly. And I hope you have another job, because you deserve it. Not in Europe. Maybe in Major League Soccer. You can't go to Argentina, though, because Boca Juniors will never take an American manager. Neither will River Plate or Racing or Independiente. But Bob Bradley, you definitely do deserve another manager. But anyway, BDSR Network presents No Foul Play. So we have to talk about the Premier League. I'm by myself. Chelsea, they look damn good. Damn dangerously good. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a team that looks defensively like they were nothing. Liverpool, Man City, especially Arsenal, is a title race over. Is on an Anfield. Saturday, New Year's Eve, Manchester City versus Liverpool at Anfield. I'll be honest with you, everyone. Man City doesn't have a chance. And let me tell you something why. Pep Guardiola, greatest manager in the world. Let's be honest. He managed Barcelona. He managed Bayern Munich. He took off on a really tough task when it comes to Manchester City. Pep Guardiola hired the best player in the world, the player that I love more than anything in this world, Lionel Messi. Then he had my other favorite player in the world, Robert Lewandowski. Aside Sergio Aguero and Fernandinho and Kevin De Bruyne, who else does Man City have? Let me talk about Liverpool real quick. Liverpool have Sadio Mane, Roberto Firmino, Coutinho, Emre Can, Daniel Sturridge. So come on. Does Man City really do have a chance? But at the end of the day, Chelsea, they got Stoke coming up at Stamford Bridge after 10 days rest. And here's what pisses me off about the Premier League. It's supposed to be a congested Premier League. Oh, we have Christmas Day, Boxing Day, New Year's Day fixtures, right? Chelsea, they played Bournemouth yesterday, right? They played Bournemouth. Beat them 3-0. Then they got Stoke on the 31st. So hold on. After that, they play Spurs on the 4th of January. So let me go to Liverpool. Not because I'm biased when it comes to Manchester City. Okay, so Liverpool played Man City, right? On the 31st of December. Then on the same, they have Sunderland. How is that fair? Pep Guardiola has Burnley. Listen, and Burnley are no pushovers because they're not. Even at the Etihad Stadium. But you know what? Liverpool does have Sunderland at the Stadium of Light. Hey, they're the Stadium of Light. Premier League, get your shit together. At the end of the day, Chelsea look good. And we'll talk more about it later on. When Momo would break, even it was 25 minutes of content, even when it comes to me ranting over Bob Bradley and Chelsea and the fucking Premier League fixture being all fucked up, we'll talk about it later. Happy New Year, everyone. We'll talk about it later. It just makes me so mad. Make sure you check out the 25 best females of 2016 in sports and entertainment. And I'm just upset. I'm upset at Swansea City. I'm upset at the fact that Liverpool, Man City, Man United even get screwed over when it comes to the Premier League schedule. So anyway, have a good night, guys. 30 minutes. Have a good night, guys. We'll talk about it later. Peace out.